saving money on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Menards has a huge selection of concrete and mortar mixes. Our concrete products are great for a variety of applications, including pouring a walkway, setting a post, or even installing stone veneer. View our entire selection of concrete mixes and supplies in-store and on Menards.com. Plus, check out the weekly flyer for more great deals happening this week. Save big money at
Menards. Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why, like you, he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Also that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Also that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
Sometimes the safest place is the most dangerous. You're tuned in to Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, featuring psychotherapist and author Siobhan Scott.
The man allegedly behind the shooting of the United Healthcare CEO, Brian Thompson, Luigi Mangione. That's who we're going to be talking about here. Siobhan Scott, psychotherapist and author, joining us. I want to dive into the psychology of this because that's the question everybody's going to ask. Why did he do this? A lot of people, not actually having a lot of sympathy for Brian Thompson in a weird kind of sick way. We'll talk about that in a moment as well. But the fact we have a 26-year-old University of Pennsylvania graduate, very well off, very connected family. I mean, the guy had a good future in front of him. But, you know, sometimes future and setting are no match for mental health and where that can possibly take one. And that's the question that we're trying to figure out. What was going on here with Luigi Mangione? What do we know so far about his background and leading up to this event?
Yeah, Ivy League education, valedictorian. I believe it was in high school, described by everyone as highly intelligent and overall a nice guy. Did have the history of a back problem. I'm not sure if it was congenital or from an injury. It could have been either. And had a major surgery a couple of years ago. And it's unclear how debilitated he was from that. We don't really have that information yet. It's possible that he did have chronic pain and subsequent problems, although in many social media pictures we've seen, he appeared to be quite fit and quite mm-hmm. athletic. And apparently half the women in the country are in love with him at this point.
Yeah.
So it's fascinating.
That's a weird point about all of this is, ooh, he's hot. That's what I've been hearing from a lot of women. I mean, I'm not saying men haven't done it either. I mean, men have looked at, you know, Jodi Arias and you name it, insert person here, who've been alleged to have committed crimes or been charged with crimes or have been, convicted of them and say some of the same things. Obviously, there's that. But not really the profile of someone that we would think that you know, would go in office CEO, and then to connect it directly to the back injury. I mean, people are just trying to figure things out. Does any of this connect together?
Yeah, no, I called this one. When I first saw the video footage the other day before he was captured, I said, this is it looked like a classic political hit. Mm-hmm. And I said, this is a young man in his 20s who's been influenced by extremist ideology of some sort that would justify violence as a way of making a statement to mm-hmm. the world, particularly with the words that were written on the shell casings yeah. after he shot him. So it's extremist ideology, and that doesn't mean he's mentally ill at all. Mm-hmm. But it's kind of a classic, I'm an avenger, I'm helping society. You get a lot of virtue signaling with guys like this. And he was a big fan of the Unabomber. We know from his writings on Goodreads that he had read the Unabomber's written words and was a fan. Mm-hmm. And so I live in the Pacific Northwest. We have a lot of extremist ideology up here. We've got the far right, we've got the far left. And living in Portland, we've been in the news a lot, you know, let's say over the last decade, also Seattle, with people fighting in the streets. And it's generally these young guys in their 20s. They identify either extreme, far left or far right, and they come out and they do battle. And they each side, if you get into what they believe that they're doing the right thing and that they're saving the country. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they don't accomplish anything. The violence doesn't help. It creates havoc in the community. But that was my call on this. You know, there's no psychosis, possibly not even a personality disorder, though you do see often, particularly when they go for a big target like this, there's some narcissism. Because even though they say, I'm doing this for society, there's also a big element of look at me. Mm-hmm. And I think we definitely saw that here. We knew he was smart. He had planned this out meticulously. It wasn't flawless by any means. He wasn't a professional hitman, which some people were speculating about. But, you know, this was clearly a bright guy. He wasn't a schizophrenic just wandering around with a gun. So yeah. I think when we are... The entire manifesto that he wrote is revealed. He was taking on corporate America and just really wanted to make a statement. And he did make a statement.
If we're not talking about any sort of mental illness here, that was my next question. Was there a personality disorder at play? It seems that there would be something at play to not interpret reality on reality's terms. Although, maybe he was interpreting reality on reality's terms, just had a very different way of dealing with things. But that doesn't necessarily make you a psychopath. It just means that's a person who thinks this is right. This is just how it works for them. And that's the equation that comes out of it. And we see it very often in people that are of above average intelligence. Look at the Unabomber, genius. Yes. This guy probably also right up there. Almost, you know, they're seeing things at a higher level, not saying it's right by any means, but they're seeing things at a different level and a different perspective. Their prism, when it goes through, and the colors they're seeing are not the same colors we're seeing. And they're thinking something different.
I talk about extremism in my book quite a bit, because there's a certain category of people who do mass killings. Some of the mass shootings have been by people with extremist ideology, and that's really been my focus in research. But they immerse themselves generally online. Again, if we had his internet history, you would find a lot of immersion in these extremist communities, and they identify with it. They read a lot of books on it. His Goodreads, you know, choices are telling a lot. And it's sort of, we use the term radicalization. You know, you see it with the suicide bombers, who are not all mentally ill. Some are, but certainly not all of them. But they become so immersed in this reality and this belief system and this sense of I'm victimized somehow, or I'm standing up for the victimized people. And they virtue signal a lot. Look what I'm doing. I'm a martyr for the cause. And it's really a mindset. And it is a different reality than, you know, what the average person inhabits.
And we talk about narcissism. Is someone doing this for the publicity, for the attention, or are they doing it because they believe they're doing what's right? And at the end of the day, they don't really care what happens to them because, I mean, obviously, you think you're probably going to get caught. At least I think most people would think that, that it's not going to end well for you. And if it's not going to end well for you, why would you go down that road? Why would you want that for yourself? even though you know what's... That's what holds, I think, a lot of people back from doing horrible things, is the fact that it's not worth it. It's going to destroy my life. But at the same point, a lot of people are looking at this guy and seeing what he did and kind of going, oh, I get it. You know, in a really weird, dark way. But if anyone looks at it, I'm not saying any of this is right, but you can kind of go, well, I think we all have known somebody who was screwed over by the healthcare industry, or have had themselves screwed over by the healthcare industry, and have gone through the hell, or have seen people die because they didn't get the care they needed, or they were denied, or this or that. And that's in the thousands of people. Yeah, this is one guy who was killed, the CEO.
Yeah.
So I think a lot of society is asking the question, why should we have any sympathy or empathy for this guy when he's the head of a corporation that actively kills people every single day? By denying coverage. At the same point, you can argue they save people every day too, because they're providing the means when they approve what is needed. You can kind of go back and forth on it. They're not all, I mean, there'd be people that would die if this didn't exist and people couldn't afford their care. That goes to another larger argument of healthcare coverage. But that's what people are thinking. That's why people are kind of like, oh, damn, he got caught. Speak to that a little bit and the mindset that you have literally a good chunk of the country feeling that way and not a lot of empathy if this was, you know, a school shooting or just some other random shooting.
Yeah, 100%. It has tapped into the rage across the culture about the healthcare mess that we have in this country, and so many people not insured at all. And it's just sort of been this laser focus, you know, for that anger, which I can understand. I've been angry at health insurance and the lack of, and had to do all kinds of extreme things to get coverage.
Yeah.
But it's an interesting target, because really we have to look at politicians for the reason that we have the mess and that we have these middle people like United Healthcare who are profiteering. Are we going to start assassinating all the politicians who vote no on universal health care? Nobody's talking about that.
No.
But how do we make a decision on, oh, well, killing people to make a statement is okay. How do you decide, you know, who's the committee that decides who the appropriate targets are? And if we look at what causes harm in society, what causes millions of deaths a year, alcohol. Right? Alcoholism kills so many people. Are we going to go after the CEOs of companies that produce and market alcohol?
Sure.
Who gets to decide that? You know, Ted Kaczynski went after people who were involved with technology because he thought technology was ruining the country. Well, he made a decision, you know, so it's definitely a gray area if we go down the path of validating this. And one of my big concerns is copycatting.
Yeah.
Because humans are social creatures. And psych books have been written about social contagion and copycatting. And if everybody, as they are online, is validating this now, and they've turned Luigi Mangione into a folk hero, other people are going to step up and take up the mantle and decide they want to be famous too. And I do think the wanting the attention is a part of it. But there's also this other immersion in ideology. And then if he did have his own personal history with United Healthcare, the personal rage about that. So it's really multiple factors that all come together that produce this. But I'm really worried about social contagion catching on here with this.
That's what I'm wondering about this one. Is this just the beginning of an avalanche of this sort of thing happening, where you have vigilantes going out and taking out the evil corporate, you know, people or whoever they view as the enemy? Insert that here. Because I mean, I feel like society is kind of at a breaking point, right now in terms of their tolerance for BS and their ability to pull it in too and absorb it and go, oh, this sounds like a great idea. We seem to have both extremes that are very much active right now.
Yes.
And we've seen other societies where this sort of things happen, where things get kind of so bad and people take matters into their own hands because the systems that we have in place that are designed to prevent healthcare companies from going rogue like they have. And basically, you know, we heard the word death panels years ago, and that was going to be government. No, it's called an insurance company. It exists. Right. It always has. It's exactly what that is. Where people literally are finally just sick of it. And they're going to say, screw it. If our government can't fix this, if the right systems can't fix this, maybe some people high level dying will get attention. I mean, that's not a thing. It's a good thing. I'm not saying encouraging that, but it is concerning that, yeah, this is going to catch on and that type of thinking is going to continue. But I don't know how you really stop that avalanche of things unless the actual systems themselves that people are having such issues with that they're willing to kill over are corrected. I don't think we can just sit here and go, oh, it's the gun or it's the mind of the person, it's this or that. There's a reason people are being pushed this far.
Yeah. Yeah. And I really think what you're hitting on is the breakdown in our political system, which we're seeing, you know, everywhere. We're just seeing the system that's supposed to work. And the Supreme Court is, you know, basically they're taking bribes, certain justices, and our system is broken all across the board.
Yeah.
And ultimately, when it comes to healthcare, the politicians are the ones who are accountable for what is not working here, because certainly other countries make it work, or they at least make it work better than it does here.
Yeah.
And those are the folks that we need to hold accountable, because corporations are out to make a profit, and that's all of them. And it's up to the government to function well enough to rein them in and see that the people of the country are served. And our government is a mess right now.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
You're neck deep in a dark, twisted tale. And just as the tension peaks, bam, a commercial about some miracle diet pill breaks the spell. It's like finding a fly in your soup after the first bite. But here's the fix. True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. You get to enjoy your crime stories without the junk. Ad-free episodes, extended interviews that go beyond the surface, and early access to all the gruesome details. It's like swapping out a can of cheap beer for a glass of fine whiskey. So search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe and keep the darkness flowing uninterrupted.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.